And today is the 11th of the 11th, and coming up at the 11th hour, of course, we'll be observing that moment of silence for everyone who has given their lives and made sacrifices in the service of the nation. We're joined this morning by Port Lincoln RSL President Peter Lynn. Peter, welcome to Good Morning EP.
Good morning.
I understand that before we get to the services today, Beyond Bank came to the party yesterday with a dollar-for-dollar contribution.
Yes, they did. We're really grateful. We're one of 30 nationally that were chosen to be supported, and we wish to thank them for their support.
And that was specifically the Port Lincoln RSL?
RSL only, yes.
Oh, that is absolutely wonderful. As far as the services today, what can we expect given that obviously the differing circumstances because of the thing, as we call it, on Good Morning EP? What will be different about
the
today?
The thing, yes. Okay. We won't be doing hymns. We will be doing national anthem. The band will be there. And we will have a last post, the ode and a minute silence at 11. The service starts at 10:30. Anyone's welcome to come down. It is an open public service, just social distance for the thing. And from there, we, after laying wreaths, we then will go back to the RSL where there's a light lunch provided for a gold coin donation.
And that gold coin donation, of course, will go to the RSL.
To the RSL as well, yeah. Yes, it does.
Speaking with Peter Lynn this morning, the president of the Port Lincoln RSL. Peter, as far as getting the service together today, have there been any major challenges? Because obviously Anzac Day was right at the peak of when everything was breaking out and hitting the fan, so to speak. So what have been the challenges to get Remembrance Day going this year?
Well, firstly, Anzac Day was just amazing with the support from your radio stations to be able to air it out to everyone because only four of us could be there. This one with the relaxing of the restrictions we have that as long as we're social distance, we can actually attend the service and the that we just have to just make sure that, again, we're just careful not to do anything that doesn't agree with the COVID regulations. And that's all around the Lincoln anyway, so it's the same thing.
That's absolutely correct. So from 10:30 this morning at the War Memorial?
It's the memorial there by the Port Lincoln Hotel. You'll see it there, yes. And the other little thing we're doing, trying quite different this year, is on Sunday the 15th at 10:30, we're actually going to do a pilgrimage to the Port Lincoln Cemetery so that people who have loved ones who have been interred there, they are able to come have a service there, especially remembering them and laying a wreath and some flowers.
That is certainly a very nice touch, and we'll be putting details about that up on our website and our Facebook page, excuse me, as well. Peter Lynn from the Port Lincoln RSL, president of the Port Lincoln RSL, as a matter of fact, thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.